This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. So we have some breaking news here. Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. Trade Representative to consider $100 billion U.S. dollars in additional tariffs on Chinese goods. What are you seeing here? Does the president have a legitimate case here, or is this, as some say, just part of his negotiating tactic?
Well, first, I think it was a response to China's tough response. I think China's feeling very, very proud and very strong and confident in, their leadership. So I think they came back with a very strong response that sent shudders to the markets. And then Donald Trump, not to be outdone, the same thing. At the end of the day, neither China nor the U.S. wants any trade war. But, however, the goods that come to the U.S. from China, many of which are re-exports of U.S. products, I'm not so sure that's really what he's after. I think what the end game that Donald Trump is really after, and probably rightfully so, is number one, the intellectual property protection, which incidentally, I think China's probably already gotten most of what they needed anyway from there for the past 10 years. But I think that the IP protection, but also the access to the Chinese market, and which is, as we all know, the biggest consumer market that mankind has probably ever seen. So I think that's what he's really after. I think this is back and forth. And, he's tough, and China's certainly going to be tough. And I do think that China has a much better position of strength in this type of issue because they don't have any opposition. Xi Jinping, what he says, goes. In the U.S., half the country doesn't believe Donald Trump's a legitimate president to begin with, so he's got at least half the country against him, probably rooting against him. So therefore, I think that China has a little better position of strength. So the only way Donald Trump, I think, gets that strength back is if the economy really starts to, roar here in the U.S. But I think it's a lot of posturing, and I think at the end of the day, there's going to be some win-win face-saving for both.
Now, if this is a lot of posturing, then why go after the trade deficit then? Is this trade deficit inherently wrong? I mean, we note that the U.S. trade deficit that has widened for 6 consecutive months, but couldn't the case then be made that that actually shows stronger domestic consumption over there in the U.S.?
Yeah, we've been talking about that since the Reagan years, and it does mean stronger consumption. But I think the deficit he's speaking about with China is really from the, we're not exporting enough to China. No one really has access to the Chinese market. Chinese firms have the advantage. They're spending incredible amounts in R&D, state-sponsored. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong, but they are really, I think, on the cutting edge. They've got something really good going on there in their consumer economy with the middle class, over 300 billion people. That's the population of the United States. So I think the posturing there is, I think what he said that you can't lose when you're a $500 billion deficit, I think he means that. But I don't think it's going to come down to a scorched earth. That's scorched earth. The same thing with China if they're going to go tit for tat on tariffs. That's scorched earth, and I don't think they want that. But he does have a point, as many countries do, that you don't really have the access to the Chinese market. And that opening up is what they're really after. And I guess I'm going to wish them luck on that.
Still, given this tit-for-tat showdown that's going on right now, it's being blamed for the wild swings in the markets, especially this week. I mean, we've seen the S&P 500 posting, 6 intraday reversals of at least 1% so far this year. So volatility certainly back. So in terms of your asset allocation, is it business as usual or are you doing some rebalancing? I guess, in other words, how long do you ride this out? At what point do you lock in those profits and then get out?
Well, first, it's a great trading market. Secondly, you're a dead duck if you're a passive indexer. And I think that the trading market means that right now it's a stock picker's market. So people that have been just pretty much bandaged from the investment community the past several years, mid low volatility that we had, I think this is coming back. So, again, it's to me, the big risk and what personally I'm taking advantage of swings for trading, number one. Secondly, I think the most important thing is that you want out of high PE stocks, companies that don't really earn enough money. And I'm talking about the Amazons. Everybody knows the story. I'm talking about Netflix. I'm talking about, you know, some of these companies that we all know about that are just NVIDIA, for example. These are companies that I think are way overpriced. There is no story. Everybody knows what's out there. And I think that they're most vulnerable, and especially if you get higher rates. Value, I think, is what, and domestically produced producers, given, you know, potential trade talk here, I think value, but not a value trap. So you have to have good quality value companies. And I think that's going to really take, you know, I think take the day. And lastly, not to be too long-winded here, I think there's going to be some a little hiccup here in the emerging market bonds, because a lot of foreign investment money has come in there unhedged, and I think the dollar is about to rally. So I want to shy away from that, but look to buy EM equity markets on any dip. I'm a real strong believer in the commodity market. I'm a strong believer in the EM markets on dip.
Well, Tim, I'm sure you'll keep us posted on those opportunities in the current traders market. I mean, because who knows how this U.S.-China trade war would actually pan out. I mean, this could prolong for the next couple of months. Thank you so much for your time. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.